This is the Composer's Datebook for March 25th. I'm John Zak. It's all a matter of timing. In 1942, the Soviet Union was America's wartime ally, and the Soviet composer Dmitri Shostakovich made the cover of Time magazine. 7 years later, the war was over, but the Cold War was on with a vengeance. On this date in 1949, Shostakovich arrived in New York for his first visit to America, handpicked by Stalin to be part of the Soviet delegation to a Cultural and Scientific Congress for World Peace. That's what they called it, anyway. The goals of the Congress organizers were idealistic, but American anti-communist feeling resulted in pickets, protests, and many cancellations. Those who did speak at the Congress, including the American composer Aaron Copland, felt compelled to preface their comments with unambiguously anti-communist manifestos. Shostakovich nervously read the equally unambiguous speech prepared for him by his Soviet minders, a speech attacking American imperialism in general and the expatriate Russian composer Igor Stravinsky in particular. It was embarrassing for everyone concerned, and the Soviet guests were asked to leave early. While he was in New York, Shostakovich got to play a piano reduction of the Scherzo from his Fifth Symphony for a huge crowd at Madison Square Garden. That at least resulted in a big ovation, and maybe that was how he privately approached the whole sad affair, as a kind of grim scherzo or joke. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.